XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at booth N1514 during the NBAA convention. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Bruce Peddle. He's Executive Vice President for Marketing and Sales for Bombardier Flexjet. Bruce, how is the fractional industry coping with the latest round of economic woes? And have you seen an uptick or a downtick in the last couple of months with everything that's been going on in Europe?
Well, I think all in all, we're encouraged by what we see, although the market is somewhat flat in the fractional space. And actually, on a year-to-date basis, it's down about 9%. But we've seen a small uptick in the last 3 months or the last quarter, the second quarter of the year, which was encouraging. So if you look at the statistic of net cumulative ownership, that's the number of airplanes that are owned under fractional, it's down about 9% on a year-over-year basis, but the last 3 months have been encouraging. So I would say that it's probably flat at this point, which is optimistically a lot better than what it was a year ago, 2 years ago.
But the big jets are supposed to be doing better than the small to medium-sized jets. Doesn't the fact that you use mostly big Bombardier equipment, or all big Bombardier equipment, doesn't that insulate you some?
No, and not necessarily so. If you look at particularly the North American market, where fractional ownership is predominant, the big space is the mid-size and super mid-size. And for Flexjet, the Challenger 300 airplane in the super mid-size category represents about 54% of our business. And then if you add the light and super light business, about another 25. So in fact, the large and ultra long range airplanes represent just a small portion of the fractional industry as it stands today.
Well, you are the launch customer for an interesting new airplane, Learjet 85. Launched it in September. How did launching a new airplane in this market for fractional ownership, how did that go over?
Well, just to clarify, we've launched the actual offering of the Lear 85 in a fractional option, and we're very excited about what we've seen. If we look at a comparison to the experiences we've had with the launch of the Challenger 300 in this marketplace, it's very similar. We think that people are very excited about the product, and particularly the people who've stepped up to the Challenger 300 prior to its first flight and delivery, they were very pleased with what they had received once the airplane was delivered. I think it's very similar to the Lear 85. There's a lot of hype about this airplane. It is a great airplane. It's the latest and greatest technology, and people like the experience of being the first to jump into the product. So we have a commitment to take 7 of the first aircraft that will be delivered, and over the course of the last couple of months, we've already sold and gotten commitments on 1.5 aircraft equivalent shares for the Lear 85.
Okay, well, the business jet market is in a state of economic and structural flux at the moment. Does the fractional market fit the future going forward? Will fractionals continue to be as popular as they were in the early part of this century?
I think so. I think that there are a lot of dynamics happening, and I believe that those dynamics, though, are perhaps more on the side of what is a jet card versus the traditional charter product. We believe, and we strongly believe, that the fractional space is still a very strong has a very strong value proposition, particularly for clients and corporations that have decided that 400 hours or less is the amount of flying that they're going to fly. And the value proposition of buying a fraction is still strong and still valid. So, yes, we see the lines blurring a little bit between somebody committing to a 25-hour jet card or somebody committing to flying more charter flying, but I think the fractional is a more of a long-term commitment. And if we look at over the course of this economic calamity, if we look at our retention rate, that's the rate in which clients have decided to renew with us when their initial terms come to term, this has been very strong for us. It's about, right today, 72% retention rate. And the folks that we don't retain, basically the 60% of those people leave because of underutilization. So, you know, we're very encouraged by retaining the people that we have control over retaining, and discouraged a little, I guess, by the amount of underutilization. But that really is a function of the economy, and we're very encouraged by the having a momentum and a good program moving forward as the economy starts to expand again.
Thanks very much for spending some time with us today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu Point 2. Stop by the Lightspeed booth number N2029 at NBAA and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu Point 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.